Morning, 6:53 a.m. on Friday, September the 6th, 2019. Hi, I'm here walking. It's overcast. It's kind of a grubby morning. It's 66 degrees. It's not cold. It's not even really chilly. There's no sun up around yet. Although it looks like it's burning off some of the overcast. I'm looking off the east. Actually, right up overhead, even. I'm seeing blue sky up between the various layers of clouds. It's not a bad morning. It's kind of cool. I've got a lot to do today. I have to pack revenue started. It's not like I've got to pack a lot of stuff. I'm not on stage. I don't need to dress for success for this con. I'm a volunteer for just a couple of hours. My goal is to go and meet some people, catch up with some friends, eat good, drink a little. And I probably won't be on the treadmill. So here's the story. Yesterday I took the car, instead of the van, to the grocery store because my wife needed the car. Needed the van. And so I went to the grocery store, picked up a few things, brought a kitty litter, which is always tragic. So I picked up one of those, you know, tubs of kitty litter, weighed about 75 pounds. When I started putting stuff in the trunk of the car, as I'm wont to do, the padding in the trunk collapsed down into the little well where the spare tire goes. And I opened it up and there's no spare tire. I'm going, where the hell did the spare tire go? I would have thought I might have noticed, but apparently I didn't. When the last time I know that the spare tire was there for sure was back in January, when I took when we ripped out the sidewall of a front tire and had to put it on and played tire games because we were too far away to drive all the way home on that donut spare. Now, I could have sworn that the spare went back into the trunk, that the big old tire guys down there put it back in the trunk. But I suppose it's possible. It's probably a lot more possible that they didn't, and I just didn't notice because I am completely oblivious half the time. And I haven't been driving a car. My kid's been driving a car. I've been using the van to do the run around town errands that I usually do. I'm going to take it to Denver just because it's a lot. It's a lot easier in terms of it rides better than the van. I don't know if that's true. I actually prefer the van for long trips. But the van is my wife's car. And if it's going to be gone for a couple of days, taking the van is not really viable. So I'm going to take the car. The kid can take the van to work if he needs to. If there's some sort of conflict, which there shouldn't be because of his hours over the weekend, but if there's some kind of conflict, he can always take the van. But the reality is the kid works less than a mile away from the house. He could walk. So, I checked with the kid to see if, you know, did somebody have a flat and they needed to borrow the spare? Is this something you know about? And of course, he didn't know anything about it, so So I called Ford. Obsolete part. Parts doesn't have it. Service can't do anything about it. So I called a couple tire stores. None of them had it. Or anything even remotely like it. And the Firestone guy said, look, you know, there's a junkyard over east side of town. And they probably have junked, totaled Tauruses from that era. Why don't you give them a call? So I called them and they said, yeah, we probably got something like that. Why don't you come over? Because you have to go out in the yard and find it. Which is an interesting idea for me, but, you know, spare tire, how hard is it to get a spare tire out of the trunk of a car? The answer is relatively easy. So I went over there and picked up a spare tire for $5 and got it loaded up in the back of the car, got everything nailed all down again. But somewhere along the way in the junkyard,
morning,
it's nice, I like this. So somewhere along the line, either in the junkyard when I pulled it down or stubbed my knee on something. But about an hour or so after I got home, my knee started to really hurt, my right knee. And I thought, well, okay. Yeah, I overdid it. And then it started swelling. So I got this, I took a look at it, and there's this huge bruise right smack, right on the crest of the patella. I was like, okay. So I didn't walk last night. I gave it some rest. I figured I'll let it try to recover a bit. It is a little swollen this morning. It is a little sore this morning, but I figured I want to walk. I don't have the metronome going. I'm not pushing very hard. But I want to walk this morning. It's pretty low trauma exercise. But I want to maintain the mobility in it. I don't want it stiffening up on me. So I'm out for my walk. I'm not moving very fast. My knee hurts. But it's not, the joint isn't hurting. It's just the top of the patella and a little bit of swelling. But it's not major. I had a couple of, speaking of desktops. Well, all right, thinking of desktops, I hadn't actually mentioned it yet, but now that I have, speaking of desktops, I got a couple of suggestions for replacements for Unity. Unity is a Linux desktop, Windows manager, whatever you want to call it, a working environment, a graphical environment that sits on the top of Linux. And I had a couple of suggestions. Deepin was one, and I haven't. I looked at it and I thought, well, okay. I'm not sure that one grabs me. But one that I had heard about before and has been intriguing to me was Cinnamon. And so I tried Cinnamon. I ran into some technical difficulties. There's a window that opens up when you log in. They call it the greeter. Basically the login screen. And I would go into the login screen, I would type in my name, select Cinnamon as my operating system overlay, my environment. And it would go out, it would pause for a few minutes. A few seconds, it's probably like 40-50 seconds, and then go back to the greeter. So what was happening was the graphical interface was failing and failing back to login. It took me a while, but I finally found somebody who had the answer to it, that there's a conflict between Cinnamon and the release of Ubuntu that I'm using. And I resolved that conflict by deleting the module that was conflicting with. I hope I don't need it, but at least I know. If I do need it, I know what the problem is. I go back and get it and get off Cinnamon. I suspect that Cinnamon will. It's not. Get ready. Stay with me. Mark post. It's not part of Ubuntu. It worked reliably with 14 and 16, but it hasn't actually been approved or whatever for 18, which is what I'm running. But I put it on, I started it up, and I'm like, okay. I like it a lot. I like it a great deal. It's there's a lot of window-like layout for the screen. Unity has its taskbar down the left-hand side. You probably can move it. I don't know. I never tried. But it also populates it with like all kinds of trash, whether you want it to or not. And I never looked into how do I have it not put everything up there all the time. And I liked GNOME 3. GNOME 3 was pretty cool. That is the default now for Ubuntu 18, where Unity has been for a very long time. But I brought it up and it's like, oh, well, this looks comfortable. So there's a menu button on the bottom left hand corner where the start button would be on a Windows machine. There's actually a lot of free real estate on the screen itself. The bottom bar, the status bar, whatever they call it, is really, really tiny. It's really small. It's just big enough to do what it needs to do. But that leaves a lot of real estate open on the screen to work with. And I really like it. And now I'm updating my. I've got an EEE machine. That is also running Ubuntu. I think actually. It's a Chromebook, actually. I got a small Chromebook. Actually, I know it's a Chromebook because I just had to reboot it. I do have an E machine. I do have one of those little EEE machines. There's like a 10-inch screen on it. It's running. Actually, I have to look now. I don't know what it's running. But I do have two Chromebooks. I've got a smaller one. I've got like an 11 or 12 or whatever it is. And then a 15. Was it Thomas Evans or something? Somebody sent me a Chromebook. That's really sweet. It's a sweet little machine. It's my away machine. It's the one I take when I go on the road. And it runs. I put Linux on that. There's an Ubuntu release that goes nicely in the background. And takes advantage of all the Chromebook features. Like Bluetooth for the earbuds and wireless access and all of the things that you really want to have for a portable machine. And so I've been running the updates on that to get that one. I'm going to leave it at 16. There's no 18 release for this particular architecture of hardware. And so I'm going to go with the one that I've got, and I'm going to see if I can put cinnamon on it, because that would make it really, really cool. So I was in the process of doing this, I'm looking over this, it's a HP Pavilion. It's an old machine. I've had it since, well, judging from the dates on the files, I've had it since 2011. But it still does what I wanted to do. It still does everything I needed to do. So it's like, okay, well, as long as it works, as long as it's not overheating, as long as it's, memory's still good, and hard drive hasn't failed, and I don't move it off the desk, so it's basically a desktop. Back in the day, it used to be one of the two machines that I took on the road with me, because it had an Apache server on it. And I could open up the Apache server for the people I was presenting to, so that they could log in and see for themselves on their own machines what it was I was showing them on the screen in front. This is for education accessibility conferences. So I would take our educational environment and I put it on a laptop with a server on it, and then open that server up to people in the room. So it was really handy. It was really cool. But it meant I was always flying with about 20 pounds of electronics all the time. I don't do that anymore. But the Chromebook is really nice, because I can put my Linux tools, LibreOffice, and then I can have all of my familiar tools when I'm on the road. Which makes things like, okay, I want to take my manuscript with me. I need to get a copy of it so that they can put it on a jump drive, take it with me. I don't know that I'm going to get a lot of time to write, but oddly, mornings, because very few people get up in the morning, mornings seem to be pretty good. I don't really need the manuscript, because I know the pieces that have to be added, and they're standalone chapters, they're new chapters that I have to write. So I can write the chapter and then bring them home and plug them in where they need to go. And there used to be an edition of Scrivener for Linux. I know, because I used it, I have a copy of it, but apparently that's been abandoned. I was gonna put Scrivener on the travel machine, but it's not there. And I'd have to buy a separate license for the different machine, for a different architecture. I could put as many Windows copies around the house as I want, but putting it on a Linux machine means I need a new license for the new architecture. That's fair. I'm the one who insists on having the oddball architecture and using like three different ones. So yeah, I've got a bum knee from going to the junkyard and finding a spare tire. I have to start packing. It's not like it's going to be a big deal to throw a pair of jeans, couple pair of unders in the bag, and call it good. So I'm at the back gate. Well, tomorrow is another day. I won't be talking to you. I won't be back from Colorado Gold until Monday. But with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.